Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we get a Bad Choice Friday representing the San Francisco Starship.
God, this song is so bad.
I mean, is it that bad?
Yes. Yes, this song is that bad.
I mean, it's fun. It's, you know, it's upbeat.
It's upbeat. That is true. It sucks.
Poppy.
I was white. Makes me smile.
Yeah.
God, you guys suck as people.
We did build this city, man.
Starship and We Built This City, taking on KC and the Sunshine Band. That's the way.
What do you think's happening that he says, yeah?
Yes, I know what's
that's
happening.
That's the way I like
it. Exactly. Yeah,
I mean, I got an image in my head of what's happening
it's
on stage.
It's once a year where she lets him.
Oh, Jesus.
Obviously, Kansas City, KC and the Sunshine Band. We picked that. They have nothing to do with Kansas City, but that's the way from KC and the Sunshine Band. Take it on Starship.
Yeah.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming right up after we drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Break out the sauce.
Our question, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience?
Get your finger wet.
206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Scotty. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bichonas.
Hola.
How you doing today? Positive Friday.
Yes. Hell yeah. Friday. We're doing great.
Right on. I had a bunch to choose from. Got to go to Pro Bowl a long time ago when Warren Moon went into the Hall of Fame. He was cool. Aikman also went in. He was not cool. But the one I was telling you about, won a trip to the Kentucky Derby. First class there and back.
Nice.
Our plane hit the jetway. My first plane crash. That was fun.
Crash?
Yep. The plane hit the jetway. The engine hit the jetway. My first plane crash, too.
I hope it's also your most recent and last.
It's the only one I've ever had, and it just stalled us. We had to wait till they brought air stairs out and had people to escort us around.
So what's more memorable to you, the fact that you're in a plane crash, a mild one, but in a plane crash, or that you went to the Kentucky Derby?
The Derby really was. That was just an annoyance.
Okay,
fair enough. Who won the
Gold House?
Who won the Derby that year?
California Chrome.
Okay. Did you win any money?
Yes.
Did you do the mint julep? Like, did you, do the whole
experience? Seersucker suit, all that stuff?
Oh, absolutely. They have the Kentucky Oaks the day before. They do, like, a vodka drink, and then the next day is the Derby. So it's races all day long, and I went on they call it an Oaks Derby double, where you bet on the winner of both.
I got to ask, what would you say the admission is to that event? Like, how many people get in to actually to watch it? Is it huge, or is it a smaller venue?
Oh, it is huge. It is absolutely huge. It's giant.
Because, like, with Preakness, they do have grandstands, but so many people go, they open up the infield, so the majority of people are in the infield, so there's a lot more people there. But the Kentucky Derby, no one's in the infield.
I thought they let them in the infield.
Kentucky Derby? I'm not sure. No. Preakness definitely.
No, there's nobody in the infield.
So how long does
the Derby?
So the Derby itself is, what, a two-minute race, whatever the hell. So when the Derby's done, I'm sure that the people in Kentucky continue to party. Do they continue to party? But do they still party at the track, or does the party move somewhere else, if you know what I mean, once the race is done?
It pretty much moves because it's the last race of that day. So there's races all day long. There's other, you know, it's the last race of the day, and then the Elks the day before.
And I got to say, it seems like it's a two-hour lead-up to that race. So, like, there's, as far as just even watching the television coverage, it seems like there's a...
It's a whole-day event when you're there. The Oaks is a whole-day event the day before. The Derby's a whole-day event.
What time do you show up, say, at the Kentucky Derby? You know it's going to be an all-day event. The race is in the afternoon. But what time do people start pouring in?
We had police escort, and we poured in 9:30, 10-ish.
Wow.
All
right.
All day.
Yep. All right.
How drunk were you by the time that race actually started?
We were happy. We were well lit.
That's awesome, man. That sounds like a great time.
I mean, maybe they didn't back in the day. I was showing Miles. Like, the Derby now, that infield is like Preakness.
Is it really?
There's like bands. Yeah, because I always watch the Derby.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure last year they had like a reporter in there, and then you click all the pictures. Yeah. There's like people passed out in the grass.
Again, like you say, there's races all day than the Kentucky Derby. That's one of the great things. I mean, obviously you're not going to be able to go to that type of race, but if you go down to Emerald Downs, they run all day long. And then, you know, whatever it is, that Belmont, Preakness, you know, Kentucky Derby, that's like, they stop, and then I think they do one more after that. So they do their...
Oh, right.
Their big
race. Because I think most regular racetracks are like Churchill Downs, Jesus. Emerald Downs.
Right.
And you're right. You wait the main race, and then there's usually one or two after.
Yeah. But it's a great day.
Yeah.
Because you pause and watch the Kentucky Derby, then it's right back to the track.
Going to the horse race, to me, is like going to a comedy club. Every time you leave, you go, why don't I do this more? Right. I'm going to start doing this more.
It doesn't cost as much as you think.
Beers are affordable. Right. The food is affordable. Fun. It's not a place that rips you off.
Yeah.
The ticket price in is very affordable. You can walk around. It doesn't seem like there's any exclusive areas. I know they have special.
There's always like a turf club.
Right. But other than that, and I've been in there.
I'm curious.
Nice little bar.
I don't know if anyone knows the answer. Right? So there's a boxing ring, in spite of it being square. There's an ice skating rink, which I truly have no idea what the hell that is. Why is it that where a lot of horses race, it's something Downs? You got Emerald Downs.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know, but that's going to bug me.
I'm just thinking now. It's like Emerald Downs and Churchill Downs, and I'm like... Why is it where horses go that's Downs?
The term Downs comes from Great Britain and Ireland, where horse races were held on grassy plains before formal racetracks were built. These grassy areas were known as Downs because they were low points where the water would collect.
And the fries are done.
Later, after the rail tracks were constructed, they named the track, kept the Downs in the name.
Okay. Now we know.
Like tradition.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I had a nice wholesome story that I was going to tell you in keeping with, you know, our football theme of the weekend. However, this just happened to me about, 45 minutes or so ago, and I thought you guys might enjoy this.
Okay.
I was out walking the dog, finished up, threw her in the car, decided I needed to go use the restroom real quick, and went to the little potties there at the park, opened up the door, and there was a couple gentlemen in there, and let's just say one of them was down on their knees.
Oh, wow, man.
That was a once in a lifetime.
Did you tell them that? This has never happened before.
Turn around. Let me get a picture with you.
No, but what I did tell them was you guys probably should have locked the door.
Now, do you think they left it unlocked on purpose? Because there are some of those folks, too.
Perhaps. The look on their face and the look on my face was probably pretty priceless.
Did they bring their wiener dogs to the park?
It appears they did.
Yes. Okay. Yes, both of them. What story?
What's the wholesome one?
Yeah, because I'm assuming that's not the one.
I don't think that's his boyfriend.
Yeah, that's not the wholesome one. The wholesome story is back, it was 93-94. It was when Joe Montana was playing for the Chiefs. They had flown into town to Seattle to play. He had the opportunity to, was at the hotel they were staying at. Long story goes with that, but hopped on the elevator, jumped up a floor, the doors opened up, and there was Joe Montana and Marcus Allen hopped on the elevator with me.
Wow.
Now, did you talk to him at all, or what?
I just kind of looked over. I didn't want to bug him and be kind of that fan, so I just kind of looked up and I said, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" And he said hi back to me, and that
here's
was
about
it.
Here's an interesting thing
and
about
then,
Joe Montana.
When you got back on the elevator, it was just like what you saw in the park earlier today.
I read this earlier this week. Joe Montana invested in a marijuana company in California, and that company right now, I think, dominates 20 to 25%
22%
of marijuana sales in the state of California. So Joe Montana. Wow. Basically, if you buy weed, chances are he's responsible for it.
Yeah, good for him.
But also brings up a great point. He finished his career in Kansas City. He played great. I don't know if they made the playoffs, almost made the playoffs, but it was the same Joe Montana
you know. I think they did.
So Joe Montana's got to be at the Super Bowl, right?
I would think so, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah. He has a connection to both, but I don't see the Niners doing anything big where Montana's not there.
Well, exactly, right. But he was also a Chief.
Yeah.
So, like anything else, it's kind of...
He's a 49er.
I know he's a 49er.
It's like saying Emmitt Smith is cheering for the Seahawks.
It wasn't like he
or
did...
Or the Cardinals, I'm sorry.
It wasn't like
or Jerry Rice is a Seahawk now. Like, no, well,
I know that.
Yeah.
And Larry Zonka, Seahawk.
He wasn't like a one and done.
Right.
He was there for a few
years. No, he played a few years there.
Yeah. He did.
You're not wrong. I'm just saying, like... I'm a thrill. Like, when you think 49ers, like, you're almost always going to say Joe Montana, Steve, or Jerry Rice.
Yeah, for sure. Where did Jerry Rice go?
As far as
Rice,
he played up
came
here.
To Seattle.
Yeah,
Emmitt Smith went to Arizona. Mm-hmm. Joe Montana went to KC. So the weird once in a lifetime opportunity, we got to see Emmitt Smith go up against the great Jerry Rice. God forbid it was one of the 18 times they faced each other in the NFC Championship game. No, it was the Cardinals taking on the Seahawks.
It's the last game of the year.
But we saw them both play. Mm-hmm.
Jerry Rice did not end his career here in Seattle. He played with one more team.
All right, hang on.
Did he go to Arizona?
He did not go to Arizona, no.
NFC or AFC?
AFC.
AFC team.
I have no idea.
Oh, tell me he went to the Ravens.
No, he did not go to the Ravens. He stayed here in the West.
The Chargers?
Oakland.
Denver.
Huh.
What?
I don't even remember that.
No. There's zero memory of that at all.
He was the offseason and or practice squad member. I don't think he ever actually...
So that sounds like he signed and then went, I'm good.
Yeah.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gene. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, my story is, back in 2016, my concert friend and I went to Bend to see the Robert Plant show.
Okay.
All right.
She's a huge, huge fan. I just went along for the ride. And so we went to the concert and went back to our hotel. And she goes, come on. We need to go check out the bars and the hotel. I go, no. Let's just get a movie on TV and stay in.
You're fun.
No, she goes, this is our big night out.
That's right, Gene. Get it together.
Come on, man.
What are you doing, Gene?
Exactly. This is our big night out. We're going to go do some drinking. And so we went to one of the bars and closed it down. They closed at 10 and went to another bar within the hotel complex and went and sat down and ordered a drink and sat there, people watching, you know, see what's going on. And the people in the bar were kind of looking familiar. And... after a little bit, who would walk into our bar but the man himself?
I don't remember being there.
Alison Krauss?
No, it was before he toured with Alison Krauss.
I see.
Yeah. And so, bigger than life, there is Robert Plant in our bar.
Now, what do you do? Do you approach him? Do you try to snap a picture? Do you try to play it cool? I mean, what do you do?
A tall, cool one. She ordered.
I see. Yeah.
We played it cool because he's just a person, you know? He may be Robert Plant, but he's still a person.
He is a person who you paid money to go see and went on a road trip to see him.
Right.
I mean, you're right.
He is a person. He's also a legend.
But that person is Robert Plant. So I get what you're saying, but you go like, hey, man.
Robin, our old producer, met him. And I don't know if it was Marymore or wherever he was playing. Well, I got a chance to talk to him and said he was, and she told the story on there, nicest guy in the world, but he kind of just like appeared out of nowhere.
And she's like, I swear to God, like, it's like he just vapor kind of coalesces and there he is.
Poof,
and when gone. He's done talking to you, it's like,
dude. Yeah. So he came in and everybody in the bar left him alone. Everybody knew he was there. No cameras out. You know, he was left alone. And so she got up and walked over to the bar and got another drink. And he was in a booth with his bodyguard and two other people from the tour, you know, within his group. And she just stood there and stared at him.
Oh, that's comforting. And,
yeah. And his bodyguard got up and went over to her and said, I just want to tell you any funny stuff, and he's out of here. And she goes, no, I'm just standing here having my drink. And so I'm across the room watching it all happen. And after a while, he finished his drink and got up to switch tables to talk to somebody else. And she got up the nerve to talk to him. And she said to him, I just want to let you know that I am a huge fan. And he thanked her and gave her a kiss on the cheek.
Mm. And now?
Yeah.
And then the juice started running down her
herpes.
Leg.
Now she has herpes.
Yeah, exactly.
How big was his bodyguard? Hey, I'm just trying to embellish the story. I got a kiss on my cheek, and then my crotch was on fire. So how big
then
was
I
this?
I slipped on the floor from the stamp spot.
Oh, God. My cheek smelled like chewing tobacco. And how big was his bodyguard?
He was just a guy. You know, he was just a regular guy.
So he didn't look particularly large or like he could kill you or anything. He just happened to be his bodyguard?
Correct.
Yeah.
Sounds not the bodyguard I'd want. Yeah. I want someone who's a bodyguard where people look and go like, that's your bodyguard.
You know, like Keith Richards popped up in the Pirates of the Caribbean and all that?
Yeah.
Don't you think Robert Plant should have been in, like, I don't know, Lord of the Rings or like a Harry Potter movie or something? Doesn't he have that?
He's more Lord of the Rings, I think.
Like,
but yeah.
Anything J.R. Tolkien or whatever.
But I just feel like Robert Plant doesn't care.
I don't think he
like,
does.
I get it. People want to see Zeppelin again, but I love it when he's just like, yeah, man, like, I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I did it.
Yep.
And like, right, you hear these stories, so like, I have nothing to base this on other than the stories I hear about him. He strikes me as one of those people like, I'm good. I don't want to be in that movie.
Yeah. He's kind of just outgrown it. You know, he's like, look, man, I'm so happy people love Zeppelin, but he's like, I'm in my 70s. I was like 50 years ago for me, man. This would be like, hey, can you, what did you do when you were a child that you want to recreate?
Go to a high school reunion and have somebody you haven't seen be like, selling the same, like, hey,
still
man,
did that armpit that, fart
that was
dance.
25 years Ted, ago, bro. A, grow up.
About a month or so ago, there was a cancer benefit. Andy Taylor from Duran Duran put the show on to raise money for cancer charities.
Yeah.
And Robert Plant and his band played. But they were offering, like, an auction, Mike. You know, you want to put some money up front. You know, we'll play you a tune. And some guy said, I'll give you $1 million for cancer if you play Stairway to Heaven. Plan's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. Don't.
Oh, nice. Exactly. He will refuse to play it. $1 million for cancer charity? Okay.
Okay, cool.
We'll riff this.
That's calling the bluff right there.
Yeah. What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button.
Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. The Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Return of Ted versus the FCC coming up right after emails on our question, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
One from the text line here. It says, my once-in-a-lifetime experience will be this October, as my husband and I are planning our 30th anniversary celebration as a trip to Australia. Going to spend 2 weeks there, seeing the Gold Coast and every attraction possible, along with every koala encounter that I can find. That's from Don from Roy. Don,
that's awesome.
I'm not trying to say I'm jealous. Go F yourself. And be careful with those koalas, man. They're little chlamydia monsters. Yeah. Remember that. And apparently, I've heard they're kind of mean. Koala bears.
Yeah.
Which I think if you live in Australia, it's just part of the thing.
I mean, I'm sure you could go to like a zoo or something and let you hold one.
Would you hold one?
Yeah, sure.
Even with all the chlamydia? I'd be like, has he been tested?
Well, we were kind of like cousins. So I had chlamydia once.
Cool. Now,
you should tell them how to get rid of it.
A week of antibiotics.
Yeah.
Would you feel bad if you get back to the States, you get a call from the Australian consulate and says, Mr. Smith, the koala bear you hugged now has chlamydia. We think he got them from you.
Well, Steve, that's not how chlamydia's passed.
You were off camera for a little bit. We're just, is there anything we should know about? I swear to God.
Dirty Sheila.
I didn't get it, hugging a girl.
Dirty Sheila in Brisbane. What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
You know there's some guy in Australia that's been lying for the last 10 years.
And I don't know where it came from.
Hey, mate, got it from, that one Sheila. Like, you're lying.
Dude, you got it from a koala bear.
Yeah.
Is that a koala?
That's a koala.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's to attract the ladies.
Sounds like someone punching a grumpy.
That's how they attract ladies. So they basically do the Barry White voice.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm pooping.
Give me some of that chlamydia. Hello, Jonathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So my once-in-a-lifetime experience was the 2012-2013 football season. Me and two of my buddies were the only non-players or staff staying at the same hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So did you get to meet these guys, I assume?
Oh, yeah. We were there from Wednesday to Sunday. We didn't go to the game, but these guys were hanging out at the pool. When they weren't practicing, we were hanging out on the field. This is one of the last times that they held it in Hawaii.
Wasn't that normally pretty approachable as far as the Pro Bowl is concerned? You know, being able to meet players, get autographs. You would think. Isn't that a little bit as far as being able to move around in the stadium and stuff?
Well, the thing was that we were the only ones that weren't players or staff staying at the same hotel as them.
So if anybody talked to you, it's probably a player.
Player, staff, yeah. So I was checking in, and Russell Wilson was behind me. Mm-hmm. Eli Manning at the pool killing nachos.
All right. That sounds like a good time. And their families, I'm sure, and their kids and everything else.
Yeah, Drew Brees and his families and stuff like that. It was a great time.
What year was it?
2012. So it was Russell's rookie year.
Yeah, I'm looking at the roster right now. That was a good year.
Who was the nicest person you met?
Probably Drew Locke. He had a good personality.
You mean Drew Brees?
Yeah, Andrew Locke.
Oh, Andrew Locke. Oh, I was like, Drew Locke didn't make no Pro Bowl.
I was like, he wasn't like 4 years old.
I know, jeez, a whiz.
Did you say to Andrew Locke that he looks a little bit like the Geico caveman?
Yeah.
I mean, he really does, man.
He is. He just seems like a really good human.
You know, he always
every interview, anything he does, it just seems like like a regular guy.
I have heard a little bit of the opposite of that.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you hear about Mr. Locke?
No. You were talking about, we were talking about Eli.
Oh, Eli. All right. No. What about Eli? Come on, man. Spill the dirt.
I've just heard he could be just not the friendliest.
All right. He looks like he would not be the friendliest.
Wait, but Peyton, you hear great things about. Sure. No, Andrew Locke, I don't know. I've never heard anything terrible about him.
No, never.
Another Giants quarterback won a Super Bowl, Jeff Hostetler. Not a nice guy.
What about Phil Sims?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what I think of Phil Sims. I'm not sure. Like, Boomer Esiason strikes me as
those
a
are two
bag,
people I get confused. I mean, I swear to God. It's like Tony Dungy.
It's like the younger version of the other. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, right.
And Herm Edwards. I get confused. Same with Boomer Esiason and
Phil Sims.
Yeah. They just seem like the same person.
Phil Sims is the one who says Eam instead of him. If you give Eam the ball, drives me nuts.
I only like Boomers. He's a turp.
I know.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hey, great show, guys.
Oh,
hey,
thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
I'm a long-time listener, second-time caller. And when I say long-time, I believe 1974 is when I plugged into you. So that's 50
wild.
Years.
Yeah.
Wondering if there's some kind of plaque that goes with that, or
sure.
Self-addressed stamped envelope.
Tell them you get the discount. Yeah.
There's a plaque at a free state dinner on Ryan Castle.
It's called AARP.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, right.
For me. Okay, my story goes back. I'm BJ's age. I'm 63. It goes back to 1965. excuse me. My mom worked at a restaurant in Tacoma. The Globetrotters were in for a 3-day stint in Seattle.
Nice.
And they had come down to Tacoma to have dinner, and it was at Sicani's at my mom's restaurant there. And apparently they loved her, the service. They gave her 4 tickets. We get to Seattle the next night, and we are on the floor under the basket. My sister's 9. She's sick. So my mom misses half of this. That's just horrible. But anyways, they do the routines. You know how they are. The water bucket hits people, comes over to us. It's confetti. Anyways, you know how Meadowlark Lemon always brings somebody out on the court?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was the little kid at 5 he picked. And I don't remember much of the what went on. You know, again, it was 50-some years ago. I just remember when he went to reach my hand, his hand looked like a baseball glove.
Yeah. I guess Curly was on that team too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Curly O'Neill, Meadowlark Lemon, Marquise Haynes, Goose Tatum, Geese Osby.
Did they happen to finally beat the Washington Generals that game?
I don't recall. Again, it was so damn long ago.
No, they did. Trust me.
They won.
They did. That was the whole gimmick. I mean, I don't think the Generals ever... Maybe one game. I don't know.
I think they gave him one, didn't they?
I don't know. The history of the
I think it happened 3 times total.
It's a small number,
right,
but they have.
Yeah.
And again, it is very hard to find Washington Generals gear.
Yes, it is.
Why is that? They don't sell it at the arena?
I've gone 2 of the last 3 years to see the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy just got this stupid idea, like, what if next time, like, we'll just be Generals fans.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm.
You know?
What do those guys get paid?
Honestly,
the Generals.
Oh, they make like $120 a year.
$120,000 a year to play a basketball game?
Yeah.
Correct.
That is traveling awesome. Around. Well, they're probably looking at the NBA like, yeah, ask them.
I know that. But I'm saying, yeah, like, okay,
you're an entertainer, man. Even though no one knows your name.
You don't have to go to Europe. You don't have to go to Asia to play. You just, you know, follow around.
Well, that's kind of the tough part now because, like, I think there's a current Washington Husky on the team. I know there was a guy that played for Maryland back in the day. And, like, most of those guys and women, because there's a female one now, too, they're very good players. A lot of them could play overseas, but I think some of them choose if they can make the Globetrotters. Yeah. And remember, the Globetrotters were an actual team. They started because the NBA was white only.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, once the Globetrotters...
I know what everyone's thinking. Wait, what?
Yes. A lot of passing, defense.
Mm-hmm.
And once the Globetrotters they kept beating the current NBA team. And then finally the NBA was like, all right, maybe we should let black guys play too.
Yeah.
Besides being the right thing.
Okay, since you won.
We're not doing this because this is the right thing to do. I'm tired of losing you.
We're going to put them in the ABA first.
Yeah, start there, work your way. I remember seeing the Globetrotters as a kid, man. Me and my brother were so excited. And my mother didn't want to go, which I could not understand. I'm like, Mom, it is the Harlem freaking Globetrotters, dude. As a parent, I get it now. She's like, no, I'll just stay home alone with no kids or husband. Makes sense. But my brother and I get there.
Yeah, that's funny. I never thought about it. When I went as a kid, my mom never went.
Yeah, my mom, I couldn't believe it. Because to me, Harlem Globetrotters, like, my God.
They have a cartoon.
They're everything. They're icons.
And a cereal.
But my brother and I were sorely disappointed because we're looking at the team, and it's before they start playing, and they introduce each player, but there was no Curly. And for whatever reason, being the only bald guy on the team at the time, which, again, I know you're thinking a basketball team, he was our favorite guy, but he wasn't there. And so my brother and I are mildly disappointed. We mentioned it to each other. It just kind of sucked. And then as they introduce whoever this guy is, turns out it was Curly. He was wearing a wig.
No,
they snatched it off, and all of us kids lost our minds.
I do remember I was upset at one point in time. Because
dude, I'm telling you. I was like 7 or 8, and it was like the greatest thing to pull that wig off.
Metal Ark Lemon had contract negotiation problems with the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't know what the deal was, but he left. And he decided he wasn't going to play with them anymore, and he formed his own Harlem Globetrotter team.
Did he call them the Harlem Globetrotters?
No, he called them something completely different.
Okay.
But it was just like, that was the guy. So
yeah, he was like the guy. Yeah.
He was.
So when he left, I was just like, I was bummed, because as a kid, I'm like, man, you
can't leave.
You can't leave the Harlem Globetrotters. What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hot Shot and Hammer Harrison. Those are my guys now.
Hammer Harrison.
Hammer Harrison's the giant dude that dunks really hard, and Hot Shot is a dwarf, I believe.
Oh, I've seen him in the commercials. All right.
Yeah.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hola.
So I was working at a company, and we had an opportunity to compete for a fundraiser for charity, and we got to play flag football down at CenturyLink Field.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we got Walter Jones had a team there. Mike McCready showed up to do the national anthem, and they sponsored a team.
So hey, let me ask you this.
Did you play that once?
Saw both of them at the same time, just your estimate, how many Mike McCready's could fit inside of one Walter Jones? I'm saying 7.
I wouldn't deny that. That's about right.
Mike McCready's a tiny guy, and Walter Jones is anything but a tiny guy.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. But seeing Walter Jones play quarterback was always fun.
Oh, so he actually played. Okay.
He was the quarterback on my team. Well, we alternated. Kenny Mayne is the one that you don't want to mess with as far as catching the football.
Well, he played, right? He was UNLV.
Yeah, he was on the same team with Randall Cunningham, but he still has a gun. I mean,
sure.
Despite everything, I mean, he can fire the ball. So when you're, excuse me, it's been a while since, you know, you caught a football going that fast. It sucks.
It's different.
I mean, I think a lot of those people don't lose it. I mean, hell, look, when we used to just play catch, I think there's a massive difference between me and Thrill throwing a ball and you played high school quarterback throwing a ball.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
Right,
one, accuracy.
Yeah. What was your one?
We always did running plays, even though I thought we were just playing catch.
Dude, I went to a tailgate years ago with some friends, and there's this, you know, guys tossing a ball. So I just kind of, had a few beers. I just kind of, like, let's go three-way.
Sure.
You know? And this dude is piping this ball at me, right? Like, to the point of, like, I'm getting a little nervous. Like, I don't know if I can catch these, whatever. So I'm like, all right, I'm good. Toss it back. And I think I even commented to my buddy. He's like, hey, can you tell that dude to calm down? Like, it's a game of catch in a parking lot.
Right.
Fast forward a month later, I run into this guy in a bar and his wife. And I'm like, oh, what's up, guys? And they're like, hey, man, how you doing? I go, geez, dude, like, you got an arm on you. And he's like, yeah, my bad. Apparently, he was like a college quarterback, and everybody knew him. Oh. I did not know him.
So
he took it as a personal challenge. He was like, I was trying to throw it as hard as I could at
thanks. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Okay, good heads up.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
I think we'll enjoy this text. It says, this is my brother's once-in-a-lifetime. He was out of Wendy's in Whitefish, Montana. The good news is there's more to the story, because I already thought that was depressing. But a motorhome pulls up. And Kiefer Sutherland and Emilio Estevez get out for some Wendy's. Kiefer signed a napkin, but my brother lost it some years later.
Jesus.
That's about as random as it gets.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, hombres.
Hola.
Hey, well, I have a great sports story, because 8 years ago we went on all-expense-paid trip to Super Bowl 50, but that's not even my story.
All right.
My story is, at the age of 11, super Beatle maniac, having 60 years ago today, the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan, by the way. In 1964, my sister's college roommate had a real wealthy daddy and got seventh row box seats for the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl.
Damn.
And at the very last minute, one of the four girls came down with appendicitis, and they needed somebody right on the minute to go. And I was there, and they took me, little Beatlemaniac 11-year-old me.
Did you poison that girl? Is that why she got appendicitis? This sounds a little suspicious.
Hey, no, I did not. But
I would have.
Was that your first concert?
My first concert, age of 11. Seventh row, but we could actually hear the Beatles over the screen. We were that close.
Tell me you, at 11 years old, kept that ticket.
Oh, absolutely.
You still have it.
And, yeah, and like three rows ahead of us, Frank Sinatra had a box, which didn't impress me at the time, but my sister was
really so at 11, you're like, Frank. Yeah, so what?
At 11, it was all about Paul McCartney.
Sure. Oh, how about now when you see old Paul? You both have aged. When you look at Paul now, are you still like, yeah?
Hey, you know, he's kept it all together.
Yes, I saw him the last time they played. He played Climate Pledge, probably the last time around.
We were there.
It was a couple hours of just hit after hit after hit. He sounded great. It was an entertaining show.
He's in his 80s and plays 2.5 hours. Some of our younger rock stars could learn from that.
How many times did you end up seeing the Beatles, or is that your one shot?
That was it.
I also appreciate the fact that when these guys get to that age and they say showtime 8:30, they mean 8:30.
8:30.
It might even be 8:25.
I mean, also, in your defense, like, I love Frank Sinatra, but even if he was still alive today, I think Paul McCartney being a Beatle is more popular.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
worldwide.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chester. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man.
Positive Friday, brother.
Positive Friday.
That's right.
But, no, I hung out with Dimebag Darrell at his house and got stoned.
At nice. His house and got stoned. Okay.
At the time, yeah, I'm born and raised in Fort Worth, 1980. And I think I was like 14, 15 years old. It could have been like 94, 95. But my brother, I came home from school, and I was asking my brother what he was doing. He's like, oh, I'm waiting on a call from a friend. We're going to go grab some weed. I was like, all right. I'm just waiting on a call from his friend to come pick him up, and then we're going to go to Arlington, Texas, which is, you know, 15 minutes down the road. And, you know, we show up, and there's Dimebag Darrell. You know, knock on the door, there's Dimebag Darrell. The first thing I actually remember is a 3000 GT sitting in the front yard.
Okay.
And, yeah, I knocked on the door, and there's Dimebag. But here's the thing is, this is before he was actually, like, God status. And, yeah, this story can go a long way. We used to watch them practice in their little building on Highway 80 there in Fort Worth, West Side Fort Worth. And so just seeing them, I was like, oh, I watch you guys play practice all the dang time. So,
that's cool.
Got stoned. Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. Yeah, we were sitting there getting stoned and I was blazed. Oh my God. It was really good. I still have his shirt that he gave me off his back in my closet.
That's awesome. I met Vinnie Paul one time in Vegas, one of those things. We were down there, and he was in the
bar. Oh, that's right.
He was a good dude, man. He just wanted to saddle up and get a drink with the rest of it. He was behind me in line. I'm like, you know, you have to wait in line? He's like, yep.
Yeah. I gave him crap about Cowboys because we were backstage, Uproar, or one of those festivals, and they were like the headliner of the Jägermeister side stage.
Okay.
So he was kind of famous. They would do beer butt chickens and hang out and... And
oh,
they,
that's right, yeah.
So there's not as much security, and they were super cool, man. And they were
it was
just,
Hell Yeah, right?
It was Hell Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a couple other bands, and we were just sitting there BSing, and then after a while, he's just a massive Cowboys fan. I was like, I got to tell you, the Cowboys, they suck. And he's like, where are you from?
No chicken for you. Ted versus the FCC on the way, and we've got your emails coming up from the men's room at KISW.com next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.